LSU Ag Center agronomist Dustin Harrow is helping farmers in southwest Louisiana grow better rice and better soybeans. He is looking at nitrogen loss on rice and stressing the importance of applying nitrogen to dry soil.
When you apply our pre-flood nitrogen applications on muddy soil or into the floodwater early season in rice, we have a large potential for ammonia volatilization loss. And that's simply where the nitrogen fertilizer changes into the ammonia gas form and floats off the field.
Harold did a test on the Rice Research Station, applying nitrogen to rice on dry soil, in muddy ground, or in a flooded field. The rice on muddy ground or in a flooded field was yellowing, showing evidence of nitrogen loss.
We've measured ammonia volatilization here at the station for several years, and sometimes in a 10-day period of time, even when it's applied on dry ground, we can have about 20 to 30% of nitrogen loss.
Harrell also is looking at the optimum planting date for soybeans grown in southwest Louisiana. Most of the state's acreage is grown in the central and northeastern parts of the state. Harrell says soybeans are grown differently in the southwest.
We typically don't bed up the soybean plants like they'll do in central and northeast Louisiana because we're generally on precision level ground.
He said farmers don't irrigate their soybeans either. He is looking at six different dates, but suspects the recommended time will be later in the southwest than in the rest of the state. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.